ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون
خرجت سبيعا تافا لله طائعا في أرض الوضاء أرقم
خرجت تسل السيف تشهر حده.
My brothers and sisters, I hope this message or this talk will reach you guys inshallah with in good health. My dear brothers and sisters, today jihad is fardu ain, just like your salah is, just like everything else that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made obligatory. My brothers and sisters, for you today to do jihad is what is most important, like I was mentioning a little earlier. My brothers and sisters, do jihad in America, do jihad in Canada, do jihad in England, anywhere in Europe, in Asia, in Africa, in China, in Australia, anywhere you find kufar, fight them and be firm against them. My brothers and sisters, my Muslim brothers and sisters, I want to tell you that I love you for the sake of Allah, and that you know, this is a talk here to tell you and give you a little bit of information about what's going on here and other countries in the Muslim world. Today, jihad is what is most important for the Muslim Ummah. It is not important that you become a doctor or you become, you know, some sort of engineer. You know, it's good. You know, and this is needed for the Ummah, the Muslim
Ummah.
Actually, just like what the brother was saying now, as you can hear, there is fighting going on, and not only fighting, like, it's not us that's fighting, you know, it's the kuffar. You know, and what they're doing is they're bombing the Muslims in nearby places, you know, with heavy weapon artillery, you know, and this is crazy, you know. If you were to be here, you would be shocked, you know. The Muslims, they're getting bombed every day, they're getting injured every day, they're being killed every day. There's almost over hundreds of people that are, they're homeless. They have no houses, no more. It's like no houses, nothing. No, their whole life is changed. So this is because of the kufar, and this is because of the fitna that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in His Quran. حَتَى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةً. And the whole deen and the religion is for Allah. Fight them until the fitna is no more. You know, so until the religion is all for Allah. This is what goes on, and inshaAllah ta'ala, you know, I hope that you brothers and sisters, you know, become of those people who are, you know, people who know the scenario, you know, and who are update with the world and what's going on and see the situation, you know, with the Muslims, you know. Where are the Muslims today, you know? Where were the Muslims today and the Muslims at the time of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You know, we're not the same time. You know, we're not at the same time. And this is because of jihad fi sabilillah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he fought jihad, he was at the age, at the end of his time, he was 63 years old. 63. You know how much people, or how much stories have you heard people doing jihad at the age of 63? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us, you know, the best things in this life and the things of the hereafter, and to save us from the punishment of the fire. You know that you guys, you know, you don't fear anybody except Allah. There's nobody to be feared, and no one has a right to be feared except by Allah. Allah is the one who created the heavens and the earth. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gave you health and created you and fashioned you in the way that you are. You know, Allah is the Lord of the world. Allah is the greatest, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most high. Allah is the most high, and there is nothing above Him. You know, so praise be to him and glory be to him. Also, I would just like to say, you know, that, you know, this is something that is normal here because of the kuffar and what they're doing. If they were not here and they were not in Somalia or in Shishan or in Palestine or in Iraq or in Afghanistan or Yemen or China, you know, there's jihad in China, Eastern Turkestan. You know, these places, when you hear them, you don't believe it. But wallahi, when you see it and you come to the place and you make hijrah for the sake of Allah, ilahi dartis, you know, you come out for the sake of Allah, you know, then you know it, then you see it. So brothers and sisters, you know, be prepared, you know, the Ummah is waiting for us. The Ummah is waiting for us here today. There's nobody else. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left, alayhi salatu wasalam, he's gone. You know, Abu Bakr left, Umar left, and all the other great Sahaba, the best of the best Sahaba, they all left in this path. So we have to be, you know, we have to be prepared for the worst, and no matter what happens, we have to believe in Allah and die as Muslims. This is our goal. You know, our goal is not to capture a country or a place or a city or a town or to do other things. Our goal is to die as Muslims and help the other Muslim brothers and sisters in the world. Help the Ummah and establish Khilafah. So, you know, my dear brothers and sisters, you know, again, I love you for the sake of Allah. You know, this is coming from my heart. Believe in Allah. Put your trust in Him. Tawakkal ala Allah. And just, whatever you have, don't worry if it's not enough. Just come and come for the sake of Allah. Come with the heart Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in the Quran. Qalbin Salim. You know, come with a good heart, a pure and clean heart, you know, for the sake of Allah. For Allah's religion and Allah's deen and jihad for the sake of Allah.
يعني جعلني إلى درت سكسونا في ران سيداري وقال دلكن يمدان كجهادان وودى إيميل يعني تلا يو حكم كان يو ميل حكم بلابان الله لكن نيدك هاي أرنتاس وهاد كوفك هذا كذا اللي بيسويه ما حقول تنسى ما حقول تنسى.
What I would like to tell them is there's nothing more important than Allah's religion and Allah's deen, the way to do jihad fi sabilillah. You know, brainstorm. You know, today you're living in the West and you're living in countries where it's very developed. You know, the people, every single person that you know, he's thinking far ahead. You know, he has a big himmah and he's planning for the future and his mustaqbal and the upcoming times. You know, so, you know, be amongst these people and don't just sit around and, you know, be you know, a couch potato or, you know, just like, you know, just chill all day. You know, it doesn't, you know, it will not benefit yourself or the Muslims. My brother, you should go and just see the state of the Muslims, you know, and watch videos, you know, go on the internet, you know, read. Some of the greatest people did, you know. It only took one man who, I give you a small example, you know, the man who invented the plane. All he did was just sit and just, you know, think, you know. We were learning this, I think it was in high school or secondary school, you know, and how he just, like, what he did is he saw a bird, you know, and he thought to himself, and he spoke to his friends, and what he did was, he just thought that this is what he could do, you know, this is what he could, you know, he could accomplish something like this. Mm. And today, everywhere you go, people are on planes, you know, and just traveling, you know. So, my brothers and sisters, you know, put your trust in Allah, come to the land of jihad, and, you know, where your Muslim and sister brothers are, you know, not where the kuffar are, you know, the mushrikeen, you know, all different, you know, you have all these different people who they worship different. You know, a person, he will tell you, you know, I don't even believe in God. I don't believe in God at all. What God? You know, to tell you, show me God. You know, this is the most craziest thing, and, you know, we all know it, everybody knows it, the Jews and the Christians, you know. So, you know, my brothers and sisters, just do what is right, my brothers and sisters, and just, you know, come out and make hijrah.